This is a little portion of Mamdani talking about the budget of the city of New York, which I am interested in looking at because I said I would look at a summary of it and not the entire 57 minutes of policy and budget discussion. And I'm going to do that. And then we're going to talk about Tallarico.
But I want to be clear. $5.4 billion is still a very steep mountain to climb. And there are two paths that we can walk. One that offers long-term stability and a second one with significant pain that we deeply hope to avoid. The first path repairs the structural imbalance between the city and the state. We want to work with Albany to raise personal income taxes by 2% on the 33,000 New Yorkers earning more than $1 million a year, and to raise corporate taxes on the most profitable corporations. And we know that for far too long, New Yorkers have given far more to the state than what we have received in return. It is time to end the drain. If we cannot follow this first path, we will be forced onto a much more damaging path of last resort, one where we have to use the only tools at the city's disposal, raising property taxes and raiding our reserves. Ugh. The second path is painful. We will continue to work with Albany to avoid it. This first path will deliver the structural change that we need to recalibrate the relationship between the city and the state. Because as we know, New Yorkers contribute 54.5% of state revenue, but receive only 40.5% back. At the same time, New York City's portion of the state's GDP has grown by nearly 10% since 2010. That imbalance is untenable. Once again, I'm calling for Albany to end the drain. There is no third option of failing to balance the budget. By law, ever since the fiscal crisis of the 1970s, which placed the city on the brink of bankruptcy, New York City has been legally required to balance its budget. We will do so. If we cannot pursue the first path, the only option we have remaining is the second path. At the heart of this path is a property tax increase. This would effectively be a tax on working and middle-class New Yorkers who have a median income of $122,000. The second path also requires us to raid our reserves. It would mean withdrawing $980 million from our city's rainy day fund in fiscal year 2026 and $229 million from the retiree health benefit.
I like the way he's framing this. I mean, yeah, this was a budget crisis deliberately exacerbated by Eric Adams in an attempt to rat Mamdani on the way out. The budget has not been balanced for a long time. They've done this deliberately in an effort to hurt him and hurt the city. And this is a direct consequence of the continued siphoning of wealth into the hands of, again, it's literally New York City, like hyper billionaires, you know, who have more than enough money to fix this. Again, it's a couple billion dollars. Like, there are plenty of New Yorkers who could just toss that away. Like, it's not like it, what, like one, less than 1% of Elon's total value. Why is he framing property tax as a thing that affects the middle class? Because it does. Not all of New York is Manhattan. There are lots of people in New York City who own property, their homes, who would be like very hampered by a property tax.
Trust in fiscal year 2027. These are steps that have been taken before, but only in moments of extraordinary external crisis. Mayor Bloomberg's response to the 2008 financial collapse and Mayor de Blasio's response to the enormous revenue shortfall caused by the pandemic. We do not want to have to turn to such drastic measures to balance our budget.
Hmm. I really, 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 really hope that Hochul is willing to play ball here and enable those taxes from Albany, but I have no idea if she will.
For Governor Hochul and the legislature, we already have a situation where the governor said, I don't want to raise taxes on millionaires. And this morning she said she doesn't support property tax hikes. I wonder if we have a situation where this is a clash between ideology and reality, and if faced with the fact that you won't get those taxes from Albany, would you really, really, really raise property taxes here in New York City?
This is not a conversation on the basis of ideology. This is a conversation about a fiscal crisis. I have long believed in the importance of taxing the rich. I've said so publicly many a time. And I've long believed in the need for the state and the city's relationship to be a fair one. What we are speaking about in this moment, however, is not just that long-standing belief, the long-standing issues that have characterized that relationship, but a generational fiscal crisis of $5.4 billion. And when faced with this crisis, the question is, who should pay these taxes? I believe that it should be the wealthiest New Yorkers, the most profitable corporations. I believe that they can afford to pay a little bit more. We are in the most expensive city in the United
States. There is so much fucking money in New York City. The idea that you can't pull a couple billion from it is ridiculous.
United States of America. I firmly believe in the need to make this an affordable city. I believe that we do so and reckon with structural crises by pursuing the first path, one of raising taxes on the richest New Yorkers, the most profitable corporations, and ending the drain.
When push comes to shove, raise the property taxes?
I do not want to raise property taxes. I have said time and time again that it is a broken system, one that we are sincerely looking to reform, which is why we're going to be sending up a proposed piece of legislation in the next few weeks. What I am showcasing to New Yorkers is that there is one tax the city can raise. It is a broken property tax system. We do not want to do so, which is why we have said time and again that we want to work with Albany to ensure that we resolve this fiscal crisis by addressing the structural roots of it.
More,
thank you, Marcia.
We'll go next. Is there...
Has Mamdani even really changed much of how New York does stuff yet? I have no idea what you mean. You got to be more specific than that. He's been mayor for a month and a half. He has not, in a month and a half, managed to single-handedly restructure the main city of Earth. But he's done some big moves. Big moves. Big moves. Like, this shortfall would still be here if Cuomo was here, right? Yes. Yeah. This budget shortfall has nothing to do with Mamdani. It was created by previous administrations and worsened by Adams at the end deliberately to fuck him over. It was not, it's in no way, shape, or form is this because of him. He got a big win today on the rent board. I saw that. Rent board resignation clears path for Mamdani rent freeze promise. Good. Get out of there. Get out of there. Alex Armlevik, a member of the board who was appointed by Mayor Eric Adams to a four-year term that runs through 2026, resigned Tuesday. He's the third member to resign or signal intent to leave the board this month. Very good, very good. Armlevik said he did not resign for political reasons, but because he'd be taking on a new full-time job working on housing supply issues as a program officer at the philanthropy group Coefficient Giving. It reads, I'm leaving because regulatory capture failed me and I want to just go and be a lobbyist. Yeah, I'm not making this money as a member of the board, so I'm going to leave. Yeah. City Council Speaker Julie Menin and Council Finance Chair Linda Lee slammed Mamdani's last resort proposals to increase NYC property taxes and dip into ready funds, saying those ideas should not be on the table whatsoever. Sure, but like, what's the alternative? Like, he does need to balance the budget, right? The council believes there are additional areas of saving and revenue that deserve careful scrutiny before increasing the burden of small property owners. Well, what the? I'm genuinely asking. Like, I want to know what the mayor can do to raise taxes to cover that shortfall. Bake sale? Also, keep in mind, 1/3 of New Yorkers own property. It's like that everywhere. Like, most people live in property that their family owns. Not everyone's renting, you know? Most property owners are regular people. Do we? No, you don't, because you're a zillennial who uses the internet to get your politics. Look at how these snakes and reputable journals are covering this so disingenuously. Yeah, of course. Mamdani plans to hike NYC property tax to fill budget hole. Yeah, total, like, from Bloomberg, yeah, total dishonesty. But there's your corporate Democrat wing, you know, not saying the budget hole isn't from him, saying that he wants to hike NYC property taxes as opposed to it being a last resort if nothing else does, or if nothing else is done. Super cool.